بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وروي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه إبراهيم عليه السلام: يا خليلي، حسن خلقك ولو مع الكفار تدخل ما دخل الأبرار، وإن كلمتي سبقت لمن حسن خلقه أن أظله تحت عرشي وأن أسقيه من حظيرة قدسي وأن أدنيه من جواري. رواه الطبراني. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah addressed him and said, O my bosom friend, O my Khalil, adorn and beautify your character even if it is with the disbelievers. If you do this, تَدْخُلُوا مَدْخَلَ الْأَمْرَارِ, you will enter the entrance of the very pious people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will include you among them, and Allah ta'ala will bless you with the same favors that Allah ta'ala blesses them. So the point to note is, وَلَوْ مَعَ الْكُفَّارِ, the disbelievers. What won the disbelievers over was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite them being the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, he was ameen, trustworthy. So they left all their valuables with him. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making hijrat, and he's saying to Ali radiallahu anhu, sleep in my bed, and return all the valuables of these people here, return it to them. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering into Makkah as a fatih, as a conqueror. And he's so humble, his Mubarak head is touching the animal, so low. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses them, and he says, what do you think I'm going to do with you? So they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're an honorable, noble person, and we expect that level of treatment from you, in my own words. And anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will say to you like how Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers after all those years of difficulty, la tathriba alaykum al-yawm, that there's no blame on you today. You have been forgiven. You are free to go. So that was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'al kuffar, with the kuffar. And Allah ta'ala is saying to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that be good even with the kuffar. So how much more we must be with our fellow Muslims, and then with our wives, with our children. Allah give us tawfiq that we can have this good character. Character in our speech, in our conduct, in our behavior, in our ways. How often our ulama say that we are behaving in a better manner with the kuffar than we behave with our Muslims, and then we behave with our families. Sometimes the worst treatment is meted out to our families at home, and then those that are outside the home, they get a better treatment. So it should be the opposite. The best treatment must be with our families. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best person is that one that is best to his family. And I am the best to my family. And تَدْخُلُ مَدْخَلَ الْأَمْرَارِ, you will enter the entrance of the pious. And then Allah ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِنَّ كَلِمَتِي, my word is already foregone. لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقَهُ, for that person that beautifies his character, what will he get? I will shade him under my arsh. On that day when there will be no shade, he will be blessed with Allah's shade, and I will give him a drink from my holy enclosure, referring to Jannat. I will give him a drink from my springs of Jannat, from the Kawthar and the other springs that are there in Jannat, and I will keep him close to my neighborhood. He will have a very close position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala bless us with good character and with these favors.